This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, September 7, 2022, the Vigil of the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, by Father William Doc Holliday.
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. May the words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
St. Augustine speaking of this day that is the Nativity of our Blessed Virgin Mother says, "The hoped-for day of the Blessed and Venerable Mary, ever a virgin, has now come." We anticipate, should anticipate as Catholics this day yearly because it brings to mind something. It is just not merely a memorial of the birth of our Blessed Mother, but it is the start of our very redemption. We have to remember all the way back to Genesis when God is pronouncing judgment on Adam and Eve and the serpent. He says that he will put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. She will crush his head, and he shall bruise the heel of the one to come. This comes in fulfillment at the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This hope for day of the one has been fulfilled. This is the very tangible start of our redemption. This is where it changes from being words and prophecy to becoming a reality. This is what they look forward to. This is what we look back upon. This is so interesting to think about in this context between the Blessed Virgin Mary and Eve. In her, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the sentence was remitted. In sorrow, you shall bring forth children. Eve brought forth in sorrow. She was nothing but sorrow after her fall. Mary exulted in the coming of our Savior. Eve, she bore death in her womb. The one that she gives birth to, Cain, what does he do? He kills, literally, his brother Abel. She brought forth literal death into this world, just not this philosophy of fallenness and of sin, but just reality. She brought death in her womb. Our Blessed Mother brings forth life. The child born of Eve was a sinner. This child born by our Blessed Virgin Mary was the personification of innocence. Eve brought forth, because of her fall, punishment on herself, on her children, which includes us. The Blessed Virgin Mary brings forth reward. Everything is opposite. Everything tangible that comes from the Blessed Virgin Mary is good. Everything that came from Eve was bad. This is what we look back upon and glory in it. Again, not prophecy anymore for us, but reality. Interesting. Obedience takes the place of disobedience. Our first mother Eve, she would not obey one rule that God gave. Do not eat of the tree of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. And she could not adhere to that one rule. She was in her nature disobedient. Our Blessed Mother, just the opposite. Obedience to the entire law of God, the Immaculate One, She is the personification of obedience. This is what we should look forward. This is what they look forward to. This is what we look back toward and rejoice in on this very day. This is why we should look at this day as an annual festivity of the hoped for day coming to fulfillment. Just not the birthday of a human being, but the birthday, the tangible beginning of our salvation. It is, however, the Blessed Virgin Mother's birthday. And all those things I said before, you start to think about that, and really, you know, the two sides of a coin on Eve and the new Eve in our Blessed Virgin Mother. We think of, you know, even our own human birthdays, birthdays we celebrate for family members and things. It's kind of interesting to look at them. They have two sides of a coin also. Remembrances are like that, particularly as you get older. We look at birthdays when we're children. They're great joy. Oh, my presence. Oh, it's my day. That's a good thing. It really is. As you get older, birthdays start to take on somewhat of a melancholy, a bittersweet kind of thing. You know, for those of us who've lost our parents, you know, one or both of them. In October, my mom's birthday comes around. I rejoice in the fact that, you know, that was her birthday. That was when my life tangibly started at her birth. But at the same time, it's really sad because I miss her. This is the reality of birthdays as you get older. Why? It's not because, oh, when you get older, things become a real bummer. No, as you get older, things become more real. Things become a whole lot more up in your face. Everybody will pull you, oh, that's a good time in life. That's a bad time in life. No, that's just life. We just got to appreciate that and embrace that. The Blessed Mother's birthdays, same thing. We look at the salvation that is wrought for us in Christ Jesus. Why do we need that salvation? This is up in your face because we're sinners. Because we're sinners and we need a Savior. We cannot get ourselves in heaven no matter how good we are. So, you know, at the same time we're thinking about how glorious it was that the Redeemer came through, the Immaculate One, we also have to understand that, you know, for instance, the memories of past sins. A lot of people really dwell on that thing when they should not. You look at a crucifix. You see our Lord Jesus Christ. He's paid the price for that. He's paid the price for your last sins. His blood washes them all away. Every time you go in confessional, the absolution does away with them. We should appreciate that and never look back on them. To look back on them is actually sacrilegious because you're putting into question what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. But does that mean we completely ignore past sins? Well, why do we have to remember them then? So you don't make the same mistake again. Again, like that bittersweet sort of a thing. Bitter taste in the mouth, yes, over remembrance of sins, but to understand in a very joyful way that those sins have been done away with in the person and satisfaction of our Christ Jesus. And then, but we also have to, again, remember with a bittersweet sort of way, a bitter sort of way, the things that we've done in the past that necessitated God to give his only son. This is the reality of birthdays. It's just not always joyful. We should never approach life like that, like it's bad when reality strikes. Life is not bad. It's just life, and we have to appreciate that. This, as St. Augustine said, this hoped-for day, the nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mother has now come. Our redemption has come. Our redemption continues. And should the Lord tarry, our great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be celebrating this day too when their redemption came to fruition. So kind of interesting to look at the Blessed Virgin Mary's birthday. Like I said, when we're little kids, what is your birthday? Because why? You got presents. And an interesting look at the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's her birthday, but we receive the gifts. In the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost.